This is Morning Edition from NHPR. President Donald Trump held his much-anticipated one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week at the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. In a tweet, the president said he confronted Putin twice on Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, but now says it's, quote, time to move forward. New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen has been one of the leading voices in the Senate calling for harsher sanctions against Russia for its actions in the election, and she joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Before getting to the G20, I want to get your reaction to the report yesterday in the New York Times regarding a meeting that took place last year between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer who had promised to provide some damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Now, according to that report, then-campaign chairman Paul Manafort and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner were also in that meeting. What is your reaction to that report?
It's very troubling, Rick. It's troubling both because the meeting took place, we don't know what the substance of that meeting was other than those reports, but particularly because they have refused to acknowledge that it occurred. So time after time, members of the Trump administration have been asked about whether campaign members met with Russian officials during the campaign, and there was denial after denial. And yet we hear another story of someone in the Trump campaign who met with Russian officials, and the explanation for why the meeting occurred has changed several times since the meeting knowledge of the meeting first surfaced. So it's very hard to understand why, if there was nothing wrong with what they were doing, why they haven't been more forthcoming about the meetings and why they occurred.
Where do you think this all will fit into the Russia investigation? Does this report of this meeting rise to the level of collusion in your view?
Well, I think that's why we have an independent investigation. I'm sure that Robert Mueller is going to be looking very closely at this, and hopefully we will get to the bottom of it. The facts will come out, and the American people will know what happened.
We should say that Donald Trump Jr. is saying that the president was not aware of this meeting. On the G20 summit, President Trump has made no public statements about his meeting with Putin, but he's been tweeting about it over the weekend. Trump alluded in a tweet to setting up a cybersecurity unit with Russia, though he's backtracked on that. What did you make of all that?
Well, I thought Marco Rubio's tweet in response was one of the most enlightening, and he said setting up a cyber unit with Putin and Russia would be like setting up a chemical weapons unit with Syrian President Assad. It makes no sense. What's particularly disappointing is that the president continues to refuse to acknowledge that we have definitive evidence that Russia, on direct orders from Putin, interfered in our election. Now, that has nothing to do with whether Trump got elected president or not, and has everything to do with Russia's effort to undermine our democracy as they're trying to undermine Western democracies all across Europe. So Donald Trump needs to accept what our 17 intelligence agencies have said, and we need to hold Russia accountable. We have legislation that just passed the Senate, 97-2, bipartisan legislation that attempts to hold Russia accountable for their actions. And yet what we've seen from the White House, from President Trump, from Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, is that they want to undo those sanctions, that sanctions legislation. They don't want it to get through the House. They don't want it to pass. So I don't understand why the President of the United States is siding with Russia, a country that has been trying to undermine our democracy, over our own intelligence agencies. That makes no sense to me, Rick.
So it's not clear whether these sanctions were discussed at all this meeting, but Trump is saying that he wants to, quote, move on. So I assume that's concerning to you.
Well, the sanctions may not have been discussed at the meeting with President Putin, but we know that the White House has taken a position, the Secretary of State has taken a position, that they don't want those sanctions to pass. So I think what's important is that Russia be held accountable for their actions. And the fact that President Trump and Russian reports in Russian news media are that Vladimir Putin said Trump accepted his explanation that they weren't involved. Now, you know, I find that equally troubling, that President Trump, instead of coming out and holding firm, saying that you meddled in the U.S. election and you're going to be held accountable for that, has thrown the 17 intelligence agencies under the bus and seems to say that, you know, I'm fine. Putin had nothing to do with it. Well, that's just not factually accurate.
One thing that did come out of that meeting, Senator Shaheen, was a ceasefire in southwest Syria. Did you see that as a positive step? Are you encouraged by that?
I do see that as a positive step, and I think it's very important that we work with Russia in Syria to try and get an end to the conflict there, the horrible tragedy and the loss of life and the destruction of that country, which Russia has actually helped engage in by keeping Assad afloat and in power. So I do think it's important to work with Russia there, and that the ceasefire, which still seems to be holding, is a very positive step.
I did want to touch on healthcare while we had you on the line. You're going to be in Hudson this morning to talk about the impact of proposed Medicaid cuts under the Republican healthcare proposal, but the fate of this bill in the Senate remains very much unclear. Senator McCain said yesterday he does believe the bill is dead. Where does this process stand?
Well, I hope so. One of the things I'm going to talk about today and hear from folks in Hudson is about the impact on nursing homes, because I think many people think that the bill would only deal with the expansion of Medicaid that happened under the Affordable Care Act, but in fact, the Republican bill would roll back Medicaid coverage for long-term care, so people in our nursing home facilities would be very much at risk. I think it's positive to have people saying that they think the health care bill is dead. Look, we have work to do to address what's not working in the Affordable Care Act, and I've said from the beginning that we need to fix those things. We need to build on what's working well. We need to build on the access to health care, the number of people who have been covered, but we need to address those problems that exist with the law, and the only way we can do that is if we work together. So I'm hopeful that what we're going to see is that the Republican leadership in the Senate is going to stop trying to overturn the Affordable Care Act and decide that they want to work together to get something done to fix the system so that it works for people across this country.
So in effect, you think if Republicans can't get this done, they will be forced to come and work with Democrats?
Well, that's my hope. And I've talked to some of my colleagues who seem on the other side of the aisle who also seem hopeful that that will be the case.
New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen, thank you so much.
Great to be with you, Rick.